Hi, Barbara.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jade and I'm calling on a recorded line. This is in regards to the Roundup lawsuit. Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim? Sorry?
Not.
Oh, okay. And did a law firm ever reach out to you and speak with you about this?
No.
Okay, and did you ever use Roundup or is this for someone else in your family?
I did.
And after using Roundup, did you have any side effects or were you affected by anything?
I got cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. I got cancer in 2014.
Sorry?
I got cancer in 2014.
Oh no. Do you know, or do you know exactly what type of cancer it was?
Cutaneous.
Sorry?
Cutaneous T-cell lymphoma.
I see. And do you know what age you were when you were diagnosed?
I'm 66 now, so it was 2014, so 56.
56. Okay. And did you spray the product yourself? Like on at
Yes.
your house or anything like that?
At my house.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit with our attorney group?
Yeah.
Then I just have to ask again for the attorney or for our attorney group and the recorded line. Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
I do not.
And then I just want to confirm no one ever sent you over something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically, or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding this lawsuit?
No.
Okay. And what were you diagnosed with after spraying Roundup?
The cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. Answer.
Cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. I'm pretty sure. Okay, can I just take one? I'm just gonna double check with my supervisor and make sure this is an ailment we can take. I'm pretty sure it is. Is this a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Do you know? Okay, then I'll put that right now. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
Have I had more than what?
More than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And who'd be filing this claim? Is this for yourself?
Yes.
And then do you remember, so you were diagnosed in 2014. Do you remember when the date was or what the date was?
Oh,
Just to the best of your knowledge. It doesn't have to be exactly.
I think because I had to retire. Because I had it pretty bad. I want to say I retired around August, maybe July or August.
Okay. July or August of 2014.
Yes.
I'll put August just because that's what you said first. Sounds like the most, or
Okay.
what you remember most. If anything else comes up though throughout this intake, just let us know. And then, did you, if I may ask, did any of your colleagues, neighbors, or anyone else in your house ever spray the Roundup or ever use Roundup?
I don't know.
Okay.
I had a where I lived at, I lived in a double wide, and then it was a trailer on my like on my property
I
that
see.
was rented out, but I don't know if they used it too. I don't know.
I see. Okay. If anything does come up, just let us know. Do you know if anyone else had like a similar experience or anyone else at all?
No. My dad passed away. I know he sprayed it some for me too,
No.
because he helped me take care of my yard too, but
Got you.
he passed away from cancer.
I'm very, very sorry. You said he sprayed it and then eventually passed away from which type of cancer?
Lung cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll put this down as of right now just to show that other people around you were also using it. And then to confirm, do you know what your age at the time of diagnosis was?
56.
56. And how many years did you spray Roundup forwards, to the best of your knowledge?
I lived there 22 years, so, and I had an English Mastiff, and I had a huge dog lot, and I kept it around the dog lot because it was hard to weed eat around the around his dog lot. So I had him for maybe, he moved here when he was 10. But he was, I had him for 8 years there.
Okay. At the same location.
Yes.
Sorry about that. And so just to confirm, to the best of your knowledge, how many years would you say that you sprayed the product for?
For about 8 years, I used it to just spray around because he had a huge dog lot.
And then
I
you said
used
you, and then previously, oh, I'm sorry, what was that?
I sprayed it around his dog lot and around my front. I had like a flower bed and it had rails around it, so I sprayed it around the outside of the rails.
Got you. And this was all residentially, correct? It was like when it was near, right next to your house.
Yes, in my front. Yeah, his dog lot was in the front on the side too.
And then, if I may ask, have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
You mean recently?
No. So when you were using it, maybe before or after the diagnosis, or yeah, before the diagnosis, was it did you use it for
Oh,
at least
yeah.
10 days or more?
I mowed every week, so I sprayed, yeah.
Got you. And then I just have to confirm, I'm sorry, the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
This is my cell phone.
Personal number, direct line. Awesome. And then are you a client, or I'm so sorry, is the client, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And then I just have to ask if you have any history of any of these illness or illnesses. So ailments, illnesses, sorry. I'm just going to read this list off really quick and then just let me know if you have anything on this list, okay?
Me or history?
Sorry?
Me or history of
So yeah, if you have any history or if you've ever been diagnosed with any of these things.
it? Okay, because I have a lot.
I'll see. Yeah, I'll read off something. Just let me know if you have it. So, HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C,
No.
rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus,
I have
cancer.
diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis.
Rheumatoid arthritis. And then any cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's diagnosis.
No.
And then family cancer history.
Cancer, no.
Okay.
Diabetes, yes.
And then you did say your father was unfortunately diagnosed with a type of lung cancer. Was that, sorry?
Lung cancer and congestive heart failure,
I'm so sorry.
which
Was that
I also have congestive heart failure.
lung cancer and congestive heart failure?
I don't have lung cancer. I have congestive heart failure.
Oh, that was for you.
No, that's what he passed away from, lung cancer and congestive heart failure.
I understand. I
Congestive heart failure.
And then, was there any other history of any or anyone else in the family you have a history of any cancers? So sorry.
Not cancers, no. Diabetes, yes. Diabetes runs in my family.
I understand.
But not cancer, yes.
Okay, and that's great to hear. Continue through the list. Do you have any organ transplants?
No, but I'm in stage 3 kidney disease.
Stage 2 kidney disease. I see. I'll put that there. Any Epstein-Barr or lupus?
What was the first one?
Epstein-Barr.
No, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's.
I see. And again, I'm very, very sorry. And thank you for speaking with us about this. So, and you did say Parkinson's, but there was no Epstein-Barr, lupus, organ transplants, anything like that?
No.
Okay, and thank you for confirming. And I'm very sorry. This is just for the attorney group and medical purposes. This next part is just personal information about you for your claim and the attorney group. The first name I have on file is Barbara, Barbara.
Yes.
And then what was your middle initial?
E.
E?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And then are you currently married? Oh, sorry, are you currently married?
No, I'm divorced.
I understand. And then what was your date of birth?
February 5th, 1969.
February 6, 1969.
February 16th.
Oh, 16th? I'm so sorry. It kind of broke up. So I have February 16th, 1969.
No, it's February 5th, 1959.
February 5th, and that was 1959.
Yes.
Okay, so that's nice. This is your birthday month. That's cool. And then what was your age? Just confirm.
66 now.
66. And then for HIPAA and identification purposes, can you identify your full social? If you don't feel comfortable with the full thing, it's okay for if you wanted to give the last four, that's okay. And then when the attorneys reached out,
That
you
would
would
be
just have to provide the rest to them.
8022.
And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries or cancer? So how did you first learn that using Roundup may lead to the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
I think I either saw it on the phone or TV. I can't remember which.
Online or commercial or online ad?
Yes.
And then when did you first start seeing this, or when did you first become aware of this connection?
It's been a while since last year.
This 2024.
Yes.
Okay. And then again, just to end off the personal information, do you have your height and weight?
I am 4'10" and a half,
4'10" and
and
a half.
I weigh 160.
160. And then the email. Okay. And then I just want to confirm, date of birth is February 5th, 1959, correct?
Yes.
And then the last four of social is 8022.
Yes.
And then first, middle, and last is Barbara, Barbara. Middle initial is E. Last name is Joyce, Joyce. Joyce. Perfect. And then the email I have on file is steelerssportsmom7@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then the primary phone number, the same number we're speaking on, is 276-356-2163.
Yes.
And is that a mobile home phone or both?
Cell phone.
And then how many times per month or year did you use Roundup? So if you want to go year monthly, I can do that. Or yearly, it's up to you.
I want to say I probably it was long so long ago. I want to say
Just to the
I
best
make
of your knowledge, I'm sorry.
it every 3 months, maybe.
Once every 3 months?
Yeah.
Got you. Once every 3 months, so about four times per year.
Yeah.
And then, did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
Yes, I had used it for 8 years.
And then, I see. And to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using Roundup? And then what year did you start or stop using Roundup? Sorry. Just to the best of your knowledge, it doesn't have to be exactly when, just when you remember using it.
Would have probably been like 2013. 06, maybe 2006.
2006, and then all the way up until 2014.
Yes.
I understand. And thank you for taking the time. Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup products?
No.
No worries. And where did you apply to, and how big of an area was applied to? You said it was like the dog play area.
Yeah, the dog lot, he was a huge dog. He weighed 167 pounds. So I had a
Oh,
huge,
jeez.
I don't know what size it was, but I had a huge dog lot
Huge
that I
dog play
kept.
area.
And it was about 6 feet tall.
Front and backyard, I'm assuming. And wherever
No,
needed.
in the front. And
Just
then I
front
used it around the rails along my front porch.
or around the rails on the front porch. And then wherever else was needed.
Yeah, just sparingly, just different places.
Wherever else was needed. And then what state did you use the product in?
I used it all those years.
Do you remember what state you used the product in? Like state?
Virginia.
State of Virginia, okay. And then, oh, I'm so sorry, just one second. Was your exposure occupational, commercial, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Perfect. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it like home gardening or home maintenance?
Yes.
Home gardening. And were you exposed indirectly or directly?
I don't know. I was the one that used it, so I guess directly.
Got you. Sorry, we just have to ask these next couple of questions may be kind of redundant. We just have to confirm for the exposure part of this. And did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes, sometimes my dad sprayed it
Okay.
for me. Depends on which one of us did the mowing that week, because I mowed every week.
Okay, got you. And so, got you, but you didn't. Okay. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it sometime, always?
Most of the time.
Most of the time. And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your life, just to the best of your knowledge? Like 20, 30, 40, 50?
Gosh, it was 3 months. 4 times a year for 8 years, 32 at least.
Math 32 times. And did you get your water from a well ever?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to any other
Well,
herbicides?
when I lived with my mom and dad, I had well water. They have
And
well water.
was the water tested?
I doubt it.
Okay, no worries. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No, don't know what it is.
Okay, no worries. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
All I had to do was spray at it. So I guess pre-mix, I don't know.
No worries. And do you remember where and when the Roundup was purchased? If it was from like a Home Depot, Lowe's, or if you ordered it from
It
somewhere?
would have been different places, just wherever I caught it on sale at.
A few. We are almost done here. Thank you for taking the
Always
time to speak about this.
sometimes Lowe's, sometimes different places, wherever it was on sale at.
What was the first one? I heard Lowe's, and then what was the other one?
I purchased it Lowe's. Ollie purchased it there before. Not sure if I purchased it at Walmart or not. Because I purchased a lot. I just shop at Walmart a lot. That was a long time ago. Only two places specifically I remember were Ollie's and Lowe's.
Okay. I put a few, for this one, I put a few different places, sometimes Lowe's, Ollie's, and maybe Walmart.
Yeah.
And do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases?
No, this was
It's okay.
yeah.
It's okay. And then, do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Okay. Got you. No worries. And have you ever smoked, if I may ask?
No.
No.
I have COPD from secondhand smoke.
Oh no. That's terrible. Was this
Yeah.
you were just you, oh, that's good though. You were never a smoker?
No.
Awesome. And then this next part is just employment information. If you don't want to add any of it, that's totally okay. Are you currently employed?
No.
No
I
worries.
am
And
disabled. I had
I understand.
multiple strokes, so I'm in a wheelchair now.
So sorry. And I'm very, very sorry. And still, thank you for taking the time to speak with us about this. It's if you want to skip any of this information, we totally can. At the time of being diagnosed, were you working or have you lost any time at work because of the surgery or treatment related to your non-Hodgkin's diagnosis?
I had to retire early.
I'm so sorry. She had to. And what was your job before?
I worked at CVS for 38 years.
She worked.
Actually, it was Revco and then Super X to start with, so.
Years and had no plans on retiring. And you were not
No.
planning on retiring this early, correct?
No.
I understand. I said I had to retire early after working at CVS for 38 years and had no plans on retiring this early.
No.
I understand. And then this next, and thank you for, again, thank you for speaking about this. This next part, have you ever been in the military?
No.
And then this next, after this is claims and court cases. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Class action, mass tort, personal injury, anything like that?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
Had to file for disability when I had my stroke. I've never filed for a workers' comp claim, no.
I see. She had a stroke. And you said you had multiple strokes.
Yes.
And eventually.
I have a very weak immune system, they say.
I see. I'm very sorry about that. And it kind of stopped you from being able to work or at least freely work, like a full time or work as much as
Yes.
you would want to. And then, so you had multiple strokes and eventually had to retire and apply for disability, retire early and apply for disability.
Yes.
I understand. And then, have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Once, when I was younger, long, 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 long time ago.
I understand. And if you don't want to speak about this, that's totally okay. Has your bankruptcy been discharged or anything?
Yes.
Got you. Do you remember when it was discharged? Just the year. Or, oh, it's up to you.
I was like 23, so.
Age. She was.
It's been a long, 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 long time.
I see. It is when you were around 23.
Yes.
So probably around back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And then, do you remember what court the bankruptcy was in? It's okay if not.
I do not. No, I've lived here my whole life.
No worries. No worries.
Somewhere.
And if you have, do you have any details regarding this claim, or do you want to say any, or like put any details regarding this? It's okay if not.
Debt. It was just credit card debt.
No worries. Credit card taken care of. And then, other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And then, do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I would have to find his name because, like I said, it's been 10 years, I guess.
I understand. We'll be able to look up and
in Winston-Salem at
What was that again?
I know he was in Winston-Salem at the Baptist.
I'll look that up right now. Winston, Salem Baptist Hospital. Was that Atrium, Health Wake Forest? And then that was on Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. I'm trying to find the exact address.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the address.
For and this was where you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at?
Yes.
Okay. And then the at or so the name is Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. And the
Yes.
address I found was 1 Medical Center Boulevard, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27157.
I just know it was in Winston-Salem. I'm not sure about the address.
Okay. But Atrium, it was Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist.
That sounds.
Sorry?
That sounds like.
Sounds correct. Have you been to this hospital since?
Not me, but my son has a long time ago. They used to have to treat him for seizures.
Understand. Is there another hospital that would have these medical records on them, or is this the best one that we could reach out to?
That would be the best one.
If there's any other one, just let us know.
Okay.
And then, so one more time, I have the Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center on 1 Medical Center Boulevard, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27157.
Yes.
And then the phone number I found is area code 336-716-2011.
I'm not sure about the phone number.
I understand. No worries. That's the one I found online. I'll read off, I'll see if there's, I mean, yeah, most of the atriums have the same address, so I think this is the right one. But if anything does come up, just let us know. If I
Okay.
may ask, do you know how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? I know it made it, you did have to retire early. Was there anything like family issues or anything else?
No.
And sorry?
Stroke is what mainly affected my life because I'm in a wheelchair. I can't drive.
Very, very sorry. Was and again, was there anything else that I could put down about the lymphoma that you wanted to speak about just for the roundup claim?
I do have some pictures.
Oh, so this is just about how it has impacted your life personally, like if there's like family stress or anything else that would have impacted your life due to the
No,
lymphoma diagnosis.
I have of what it did to me, of what it did, some of the reactions my skin had.
Terrible, terrible reaction, terrible skin reaction to the treatment, to the treatment.
No, it was to the cancer.
I see. And then, if I may ask, do you have any medical records that would indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
I should have paperwork, but finding it where I've moved, I never unpacked. I bought all my paperwork with me, but I never unpacked it, and it's lots of boxes I've never unpacked, so.
No worries. We just like to know that.
But I do have paperwork, yes.
Okay. Yeah, we just like to know that you may have it on you or you may be able to act. Sorry? I'm sorry. What was that?
What put me out of work.
It was what was that?
I do have paperwork saying that that's what put me out of work.
I understand. And we would just need like a confirmed diagnosis Usually the hospital would have that. We just like to know that if we weren't able to get the records from them directly, that you would potentially have them or be able to help us out a little bit.
Yeah, should have. Where I never thought why.
I understand. And then, do you know the name of the hospital that treated you or that you were treated at for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
That would have been Baptist.
Same one. Okay. Atrium Health Wake Forest.
Yes.
Okay. And then just one second, I'm going to put this information in. Do you remember the when your treatment would have started, or what month, or if it was in 2014, or maybe a little bit later?
The treatment started right away.
So probably around August of 2014 or July, like you were saying.
Yes.
No worries. About August of 2014. And all of the treatment and the oncology practice took place at Atrium Health.
Yes.
Perfect. And what type of treatment did you receive for the non-Hodgkin's? Was it stem cell transplant, chemo or immunotherapy, radiation, surgery? If there was no treatment, sorry?
I ate methotrexate every Tuesday. Had to go to Baptist 3 days a week for some type of light therapy.
Light therapy.
I had to stand inside this light thing. It's kind of like a tandem bed, but it's a different type of lighting. I had to stand in there, and then I had to sit in one with my hands inside the light therapy and my feet inside the light therapy for my hands and my feet.
I see.
So that was 3 days a week I drove to Baptist.
So 3 days a week you had light therapy on different parts of your body.
Yes.
And then was there any medication, radiation, sur I put chemo and immuno. I'm not sure which one the light would fall under, but I put both. Was there any
Okay.
stem cell? Sorry.
The methotrexate for cancer.
Methotrexate.
I took 8 tablets every Tuesday, along
Okay.
with the
Oh, it's kind of cutting out. I'm sorry. You said it along with, what was that?
Light therapy.
Along with the light therapy. Perfect. And again, thank you for confirming. So I have chemotherapy and medication given to treat. And was there anything else that we can put down? It's okay. And then when the attorneys go to mail you any documents, what is your home address?
1316 Chatham, CHATHAM,
C
Pike.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What was that? CAC.
Chatham, CHATHAM,
Chatham.
Pike, HEIGHTS Road, Martinsville, Virginia. 24112.
Got you. And then just to confirm, I have 1316 Chatham Heights Road in Martinsville, Virginia. Zip code is 24112.
Yes.
Perfect. And then for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. And typically, we only contact your emergency contact number if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
Don't live with me.
No worries. And do we have permission to contact them?
It would be my daughter, Michelle Joyce. Oh no, Michelle Curry. Sorry, can't get used to
Recently married?
No.
Oh, been married for a while.
I just
It's okay. No worries. Sometimes, or the original way is right.
Yeah.
And then the spelling on Michelle is MICHELLE.
Yes. And they carry CURRY.
And then what was her phone number or direct line?
276 806 3311.
And that was 276-806-3311.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to double check this information on here before I send out the documents, and then we'll go from there, okay? Just one second. And then, and so the hospital for diagnosing and treating was Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center
Yes.
in Sa Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The address I have is 1 Medical Center Boulevard, 27157.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not sure about the address. I just know it was Salem.
It's okay. Gotcha. It's the first one that came up for Salem, so I think it's correct. And then, if anything else comes up, if you remember any other hospital names, just let us know. I
Okay.
just, and then, before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they're working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I'll be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes our quality assurance to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. Sorry, this is completely normal, and it's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case.
Okay.
They may also need you to sign additional forms like medical releases, so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them in person or online, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this, and if you do have any questions about any of the information you're sent or given, just give me a call. I can explain it or help you out with it. And since
Okay.
this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a follow-up call to, or giving them a call to directly follow up. Sorry. And then I'll provide you with their phone number as well as my direct line after this, or after I get these out to you. And then can you confirm that you can be the, I'm so sorry. Can you confirm you can be able, available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
And do you have any questions before I submit your information?
No.
Okay, just one second. And then they're coming through right now. Just let me know as soon as they do hit your inbox. It's either going to be from text message or email. And the documents are going to come from Jaden at Massport Strategies.
Okay.
Just let me know as soon as you have gotten them. It's going to take you to like a DocuSign link, and then it's going to have you click continue or next a few times. Then when you are on the actual documents themselves, it's going to say Roundup Litigation on the top right, or on the very top centered. And then
It
it's going
says
to have.
that you receive future SMS messages from DocuSign at this number.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. If
Yeah.
it's, yeah, continue or next, yeah, that's fine. And then it might
Okay.
have you click next again or review and act on documents.
It says would like to use your location. So I put don't allow or allow.
Yeah, that's, it doesn't, you don't have to. You can click don't allow for
Okay.
location. But if it asks for like SMS or to like send
Sent by
messages.
email. To
Sorry?
my email. It says this envelope was also sent by email to my email. Recognize this email. Continue to review.
Oh yeah, perfect. Yeah, that's the next part.
Please leave the electronic record and signature.
And then, yeah, when you are on the actual documents themselves, it's going to say Roundup Litigation, and then it'll have the name of our main attorney group and their co-counsels on it.
Okay.
And when you're on that page, there's going to be a yellow star button that's going to have you sign throughout the documents. It's just a regular signature. If you have any questions about the documents, just let
So
me
I
know.
don't need to read all that.
So, which one?
I don't need to read all that.
If you want to, or if you have any questions about the documents, you totally can, or you can print these if you want them directly. But if you have questions for me, I can explain the documents to you.
Okay, do I sign or put my initials?
Full signature. Yeah, I think it's full signature. But if there's an option, or if one of them says initials, then yeah, it might
Not very
also.
neat, but says adopt and sign.
Perfect.
Now what?
Oh, and then click continue or next.
Next. Okay.
And then it might have you do it like one or two more times.
Hit next one a few more times, or
Yeah, or there might be like a box open that has to be signed. Or if the yellow next is popping up, then you can just go next.
initials.
Okay, there you go. That one, yeah, it's probably just regular initials or the adopted signature.
Draw your initials.
Okay, yeah. Then I would, yeah, just draw out the initials. I don't always know what they ask for. Sometimes it's like drawn out signatures or just like it'll have you paste it and you can do that.
Okay. Now it says signature of patient or legal representative. Is that me? Fine here again.
And then, yeah, if it's, yeah, just on the next tab. If it says next or if it says finish, that might
For
mean you're done.
initials again. Next. Signature of patient. There's my signature. There's my initials. Next. Finish. Is that it?
Let me double check. If it says all good to go on yours, or if there's a, or yeah, just click the finish and then it should be good to go. As long as all signatures were filled in, it'll probably just let you pass.
Okay, it says you're done signing.
Okay, perfect. I'm just gonna double check everything on here. Make sure everything's good to go. Okay. Perfect. I'm just gonna. Okay. Perfect. Sorry, I just had to go through that. Make sure everything is good. Well, I'm gonna send you a text from my personal number right now. It's gonna come from a 949 number. It'll have my name, my office hours, and my email address. If I have to connect you in the attorney group, I'll probably be calling you from that number. So just be on the lookout for like a call or text from me.
So it's a 919 number.
Oh, 949.
949. Okay.
And then, yeah, so I, sorry, just one second. I'll type this out. That did just go through to your personal number. I just sent you a text. My email's in there, my office hours. The attorneys
I
are going to
got
reach out to you as soon as this cat passes case verification. So either I'm going to call you and connect you with them, or they're going to call you directly. So just look out, be on the lookout for either one of those phone calls. I'll text
Okay,
you
so
before I
your
call.
number will be 9492 or
It might be an eight. I think it might be either an 808, or not 808,
oh,
888, or
okay.
it might
I
be a
usually
friendly
don't
number so that
answer
they
odd numbers, so I'll have to try to remember to answer.
of course. And if there's a problem, I can connect you guys. I'm sorry, kind of cut off. What were you saying?
I said I'll just answer all the numbers.
Okay, got you. And well, I hope that doesn't bring any trouble, but that probably would be the best way to. And I'll text you before I call you so you know it's me.
Oh, okay.
But as of right now, you should be good to go. If you have any questions, just reach out to my number directly that I texted you from.
Okay.
But yeah, again, thank you for speaking with me about your experience or how this affected you.
Okay.
If there's any more information about the intake or about your experience yourself that you remember that you wanted to add, just let me or the attorneys know when they reach out to you.
Okay.
And again, I'm very, very sorry about the diagnosis, and thank you for speaking with me
All
about
right.
it again.
Thank you. Bye.
Of course. Thank you. I'll speak with you soon.
Bye.